It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, the very first episode of the Today Show was broadcast 73 years ago today.
73 years ago? What year is that?
1952.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the first of its genre on American television and in the world, and it is the longest-running morning show in the U.S.
Is that right?
Yeah. The top stories on its first broadcast, in case you were wondering,
were
a White House nomination for Vatican envoy withdrawing amid controversy, and a recall of inflammable sweaters.
Inflammable?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Turns out they probably were flammable, if I had to guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. They were supposed to.
Yeah.
It would make sense, wouldn't it? Yeah.
So the show's first broadcast aired January 14th, 1952, and it was the brainchild of television executive Pat Weaver, who also, side note, is Sigourney Weaver's father.
Oh, really?
Yes. He was then vice president of NBC.
Okay.
Now, he was president of the company from 1953 to 1956, during which time today's late night companion, The Tonight Show.
There's a theme.
Premiered.
Right.
The Today Show. And I never made that connection before.
You didn't?
Did you?
Yes. Yeah, I did, because they had another show. Was it like The Tomorrow? No, what did they have? There was a third show that was kind of in the naming theme, but I can't think what it was.
In pre-production, the show's proposed working title was The Rise and Shine Review.
Terrible name.
Yeah.
But it was a different era, though.
Yeah,
maybe it worked
back
then.
So today was the first program of its genre when it premiered with original host Dave Garraway. Though initially panned by critics, Garraway's style attracted a large audience that enjoyed his easygoing presence early in the morning. The program blended national news headlines, interviews with newsmakers, lifestyle features, other light news and gimmicks, and local news updates from the network's stations.
Sure.
Now, from 1953 to 1957, the Today Show had a mascot, and it was a chimpanzee named J. Fred Muggs.
Oh, I've heard of J. Fred Muggs.
J. Fred Muggs, yeah. He was brought to New York City before his first birthday and bought by two former NBC pages who then trained him. The addition of Muggs to the Today Show boosted ratings and helped win advertisers.
Did it.
The program's producer once estimated that J. Fred Muggs had brought the network $100 million.
We need to get one of those. Can we get
one? Is that what we need? Yeah. Muggs sat in host Garraway's lap, mastered more than 500 words, and had a wardrobe of 450 outfits. What a diva.
My gosh, no joke. Wow.
He, quote unquote, read the day's newspapers, imitated Popeye, and played the piano with Steve Allen. Merchandising featuring him included books, comics, and games. And as a star, he was called on to open supermarkets and even commission U.S. Navy ships.
My goodness me. Yeah. He was a busy guy.
As of 2023, J. Fred Muggs is still alive and lives in Tampa, Florida.
He retired to Florida.
Yeah.
Is he really?
He worked at Busch Gardens. Worked at Busch Gardens. he's retired in Tampa, Florida.
J. Fred Muggs, how old is he? Now, what's the life expectancy of...
He was on it in 1953.
Right. So that was, how many years ago did you say?
73.
My gosh.
How long? I don't know what the average lifespan of a chimpanzee is.
I don't know.
Good for J. Fred Muggs.
He's living the good life.
Living his best life.
Yeah, he's not still working at Busch Gardens, though, right?
No. He's retired.
Please. He's in his
80s. He needed a break. Yeah. The Today program first originated from the RCA Exhibition Hall on 49th Street in Manhattan, in a space that's now occupied by the Christie's Auction House, just down the block from the present-day studio. Today moved to their current street-side studio, Studio 1A, in June of 1994. Since the debut of the 1990s set, the national morning news programs of each of the major broadcast and cable news networks have also moved street-side.
Oh.
Yeah, so they followed the Today Show's lead. Originally a two-hour program airing weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m., it expanded to Sundays in 1987 and Saturdays in 1992, and then the weekday broadcast expanded to 3 hours in the year 2000 and to 4 hours in 2007, though over time, the third and fourth hours became distinct entities.
Yes.
Today's dominance was virtually unchallenged by the other networks until the late 1980s when it was overtaken by ABC's Good Morning America.
Oh, boy.
Today, anchors were originally called communicators on the program's inception,
okay,
including current co-hosts Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin. 9 men and 8 women have served as Primary Today hosts since the program's inception, and Barbara Walters was the first woman to co-host Today in 1974. For the program's first 25 years, weather reports were delivered by the host or newsreader. And prior to Al Roker, the weather reporters on Today were Bob Ryan and Willard Scott.
Willard Scott, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
In 2002, Today was ranked number 17 on TV Guide's 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time. And Today reaches more than 5 million people every day through its broadcast and millions more through their website, app, and social media platforms.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Folks, I'll learn. Oh, no, Sarah, you picked out a record to go along with the Today Show, did you?
I did, yeah. So in 1995, the Today Show started their summer concert series.
Yes.
And their very first performers were Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, so we're going to play Let's Groove.
Let's Groove.
Yeah.
We'll groove. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, grooving with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sarah, do remind us, why are we indeed grooving with them?
Well, because they were the very first performers on the Today Show's summer concert series, and we were talking about the Today Show because the first episode of it was broadcast 73 years ago.
Today?
Today.
Wow. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The Today Show could have been called the Rise and Shine Review.
The show had a chimpanzee mascot from 1953 to 1957.
And it is the longest running morning show in the U.S.
But not the most popular. ABC.
Yeah.
Good Morning America beat
it. I think they're
out.
Always like kind of real close, though.
Back and forth. Yeah. Do you think there's a big art? Do you think if they see each other on the street, like if... I don't know who hosts either one.
Yeah.
I was going to say if Katie Couric and Diane Sawyer meet, but neither one of them are still doing the job. Yeah. Folks want to learn more about the Today Show. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. Right. On the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can watch all of this unfold on our Facebook page every day at 4:10. Go to facebook.com/legends1027. And then... doesn't stop there. You could go see the archive material. It's up at YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's all right there. Be sure to like and subscribe so you see when we post new stuff. It's all brought to you by Nibble Egg Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to episode 3 for the week tomorrow.
Me too.
At 4:10. Traffic, weather, and more next on Legends 102.7.